In meine Kinderjahr, und wie ein Holen, wird mir alles klar. Wie seht euch durch die Ballett, was hat geglanzt, und das Beimale, was ich habe es verpflanzt. Oi, 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 Belz,
yeah, yeah,
mein Städtele Belz,
yeah.
Mein Heimale dort, wo ich hab meine kindrische Jorn verbracht.
Oublie pas, tu te fies, man.
Oi, 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 Belz.
Rappelle-toi des beaux jours, man.
Now in its fourth year, Yitzhak celebrates the best of klezmer and new Yiddish music with a wide-ranging lineup of concerts that demonstrate the diversity and breadth of the genre, along with workshops, talks, and other programs. Headlined by the legendary Klezmatics, this year's lineup also includes the Yiddish Art Trio, Klezperanto, the Yitzhak All-Stars, So-Called, and Sklamberg and the Shepherds. Yitzhak, Artistic Director Seth Rogovoy, author of the essential Klezmer, A Music Lover's Guide to Jewish Roots and Soul, is here with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
For being here. And... In your introduction,
Would you like me to introduce
myself?
Yes,
introduce yourself.
It's Lisa Newman, Director of Communications at the Yiddish Book Center.
Lisa Newman is a wonderful... Now, we should note, last year we broadcast live from Yitzhak.
You did.
Which was wonderful, and we loved being there. It was great. And so to have you both here, I thank you very much.
It's our pleasure.
It's very nice to have you.
The light is always on if you want to come back to the shtetl.
Okay, excellent. Great time. So, Seth, let's begin with you of how you would characterize this year's lineup.
Well, it's really exciting how the festival has grown and widened and broadened over the 4 years. And so this year, it's really... we've got this real festival feeling going on in that... If somebody comes for 4 days, you're going to have so many different opportunities to see and interact with the musicians who are there to perform their own concerts, but also in so many other ways. We've got musicians doing talks, taking part in panel discussions, doing workshops. Let me give you one example. Say you want to come and take part in the Yiddish dance workshop. Now, we bring and have, this is now the third year, we have the world's greatest Yiddish dance instructor there doing dance workshops and fostering dance. His name is Steve Weintraub. Steve usually has an instrumental accompanist. And so this year we're bringing the accordionist, Lauren Brody, who was the original Klezmer accordionist of the revival back in the late 1970s. She set the template for Klezmer accordion, really. And she's just there accompanying for the dance workshop. But then it didn't end there. We've got the world's greatest Klezmer clarinetist coming from England, Merlin Shepherd, to do his own performances and to do his own workshops. And he actually asked me, is it okay if I join Lauren and accompany the dance workshops? Yeah. So you can go to...
I assume you said yes.
I said, sure, Merlin, you could do whatever you want.
I'm going to stop that collaborative action.
So you actually could just go to the dance workshop, because then you'll hear a unique, one of the greatest klezmer duos performing this dance music at one time. So we've got a lot of things like that happening, cross-pollinations, musicians from Europe. The finale, always the Yitzhak All-Stars, is going to be a band made up of members of the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, So-Called. I'm sure I'm forgetting some other ones. It's just going to be a one-time-only superstar band. You will only see this lineup at Yitzhak ever in the history of the world.
Is that by invitation, or is it just sort of a jam session where people go, hey, man, I want in on this?
It's by invitation.
Okay.
I mean, we really, carefully curate this,
yeah,
and say, okay, wouldn't it be great to have, because you want a clarinet player, you want an accordionist. You
so
know,
you're
you
building
want
the group.
Yes.
But they do want in.
Yeah, well, I bet they do. Oh, I bet they do. So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about how this has morphed and changed and grown over these 4 years.
Interesting question. So when Susan Bronson, our executive director, reached out to Seth Rogovoy with the idea of putting this together, I think we knew that it would be, and we hoped, it would be well received because it's a really great opportunity for people to come to the Yiddish Book Center and hear this music. And in its evolution, I think what's become really apparent and exciting is that people are enthusiastic about coming back year after year, and new people come as well. But for the audience, it's an amazing experience. And as we build the programming and include more events related to the music, that's great for the audience and the festival goers. But it's also really heartening to see what's happening with the musicians, that they are seeing this as an opportunity to sort of work with one another in ways that they aren't able to do. It facilitates having them under the same roof and able to share the same stage. And so for them, it's equally exciting. And so you're getting from the stage, you're getting this great energy. From the audience, you're getting this great energy. And it's just making this possible is an amazing thing.
And you've seen, obviously, you've seen audiences grow, but interest grow as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was down in New York City a couple of weeks ago for a week-long Yiddish music festival. And I have to say that, you know, people were talking a lot about Yidstock coming up in 2 weeks and who was going to be up there and how can I get in and, you know, will you book me next year for the festival? So that's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. And then that would be the fifth year and that's really cool and great. So, but
wow, I didn't even think of that.
We're excited about the fourth too. So.
But we're already planning the fifth.
That's right. Let's not forget the work at hand. And as you mentioned this of the All Stars, but it would, which would indicate that pretty much that the musicians are with you for the full run, right?
That's a really good distinction. So you know, it the first year it basically was concerts. We should have this group and this group and this group.
Come in, do your gig, mm-hmm. Gone.
Right. And then we realized, wow, we have these amazing musicians. In the first year, it was just 2 days, and then it was 3 days. Now we've got basically a lot of them are there for a four-day residency, in a sense. So, yeah, they all have their headlining gigs, but then they're there the whole time doing other stuff, too, interacting with the concert goers, the festival goers, each other. So there's a lot of creative energy. We've got one guy, this guy so-called from Montreal coming down. His concert is not until Saturday night. He is the one who's dragged klezmer and Yiddish music kicking and screaming into the 21st century klezmer hip-hop era. Okay, great entertainer. Right.
That's what we heard coming in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
With Theodore Bekel. So it's, you know, Theodore Bekel is totally aligned with what So-Called is doing. But my point is, So-Called didn't have to come until Saturday. He actually is coming Wednesday or Thursday because he wants to be there for the whole thing. He wants to interact with the other musicians, and he wants to do research at the Yiddish Book Center because we have a great collection of old sheet music there. So he's probably going to get up there Saturday night on stage and do brand new stuff that he just discovered in our archives.
One of the things that resonated with me when we came to visit you all was the discussions that we had of the accessibility to the music, of how it is for everyone. And I think that's a really important point to make.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think from the outside, for me, it was a great introduction. Working with Seth, I began to realize how many genres of this there are. I mean, your immediate reaction is, oh, it's klezmer. It's standard klezmer. But it's really morphs and evolves and borrows from, and there's a lot of different aspects to it.
What I like to tell people is that, hey, you know, you like Zydeco music and Cajun
right,
music
right.
and Balkan music, but you're not from Louisiana or from the Balkans. So you don't have to be Jewish to like klezmer or Yiddish music. It's really just like it's another ethnic party music.
Right. Or to speak Yiddish.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. When with that said, give us a quick rundown of what we can expect from the festival.
You can expect a lot of concerts. It opens on Thursday, July 16th, with a Klezmatics concert. Friday the 17th, we have talks, workshops in the evening at 5 is the Yiddish Arts Trio. Saturday, again, some more workshops, talks. Evening concert at 8, So-Called and Special Guests. on Sunday. It's a blockbuster day, beginning at noon with Klesperanto in concert. Also wrapped around that are talks and workshops throughout the day. Sklamberg and the Shepherds at 3 p.m. The Yidstock All-Stars wrap it up with Frank London at 7:30 p.m. And there will not be one person in their seat.
Well, that's terrific. We are going to, I want to give the information here, and then I want you to set up our tune for today and what we're going out with.
Okay, great.
So Yidstock kicks off this Thursday at the Yiddish Book Center in Amherst, Massachusetts. You can find out more information by going to yiddishbookcenter.org. All of the information is there. The schedule is there. You'll find out tickets, the availability, all that good stuff. YidstockBookCenter.org for more information. Seth Rogovoy is the artistic director and programmer of this. Lisa Newman is the director of communications at the Yiddish Book Center. I thank you both very much for coming in. Have a wonderful event over the next several days. We appreciate it. Seth, tell us what we are ending with today for our tune for today.
Great. So we're going to hear a tune by Sklamberg and the Shepherds, Merlin and Polina Shepherd. Sklamberg is Lauren Sklamberg of the Klezmatic. And Merlin Shepherd is the greatest living klezmer clarinetist in the world. Polina Shepherd actually was born in Siberia, grew up in Tatarstan, and wow. is just a world-class, amazing vocalist with a four-octave range, which is even influenced by Islamic music. So that's what you're going to hear. And they are playing at 3 o'clock on Sunday. It's going to be just the most amazing, beautiful, unique concert.
You can find out more at yiddishbookcenter.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.